Today, by request, the Port Royal Golf Course on the island of Bermuda.
This is Golf Smarter. Each week, you'll get inside information on how to lower your scores through strategy and course management. We'll ask course pros, designers, and architects to reveal their secrets in an effort to improve your game. If you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, subscribe to the Golf Smarter podcast. Here's your host, Fred Green.
Hi, this is Dr. Wayne Faber. I'm calling in from Tenafly, New Jersey. I'm terrifically excited about playing Port Royal Golf Course next month on the island of Bermuda. And I know that the Golf Smarter podcasts do a hole-by-hole review of some of the best courses in the country. And I have about 15 golfers from my daughter's wedding party teeing off at Port Royal. And we're all curious to know what to expect. We've heard a lot of great things about a couple of their par three holes that are right adjacent to the ocean. And perhaps I can be filled in on the way the winds are blowing and the way whether the track is fast.
Thanks, Wayne, for the request, and congratulations on your daughter's wedding. Our podcast today will cross the water to the east, to Southampton Parish, Bermuda, to one of three government-run courses in Bermuda, the Port Royal Golf Course. Our guest is the general manager, Bill Pitt. Welcome, Bill.
Welcome, Fred. Thanks for calling.
Sure. Can you give us an overview of the course?
Sure. Port Royal Golf Course is one of Bermuda's premier golf courses. It's a spectacular layout. It's in the parish of Southampton, Bermuda. And you will find 6,561 yards of lush and scenic terrain. It's operated by the Bermuda government, and it was a genius architect by the name of Robert Trent Jones who created this track.
Is that Robert Trent Jones Sr. or Jr.?
Senior.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It has proven to be the ideal test of golf in Bermuda. Good shots are rewarded and bad shots are penalized. Our famous 16th hole is a par 3, which any ball to the left of it is in the Atlantic Ocean. In the year 2000, Golf Digest rated that hole one of the top 500 in its survey.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And we'll get into hole number 16 a little bit later because actually Dr. Faber requested some of your par threes, so he's heard about it and wanted to know more. Is this a flat course that you can walk, or are you going to be required to take a golf cart?
We do have a lot of guests that walk the course, but most people ride. It has a terrain to it. It's not flat at all. And the wind plays a big factor here at Port Royal. Sometimes from 150 yards, it could be a 7-iron. Sometimes it can be a 4-iron. But most of the holes here are a little hilly.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have very many flat lies?
We have flat lies in the fairway, but the approach shots are a little inclined.
Mm-hmm. And tell me about your practice facilities.
We have a driving range. It has 18 hitting bays. We use mats, and we also use grass. We also have a practice putting green. And we have a special chipping and putting facility off the hole number 2, whereas you can practice your bunker shots.
Our listeners will know that one of my favorite questions is your practice putting greens. Do they represent the speed of the putting greens throughout the course?
Yes, it does.
Because I think that's really important to help gauge
your game. Yes, we keep the practice putting green the same speed as the greens on the golf course.
Excellent. Excellent. Now tell me about the wind conditions.
The wind factor in Bermuda can be very tricky, and that's what makes Port Royal a little tough. Out of all the courses in Bermuda, Port Royal is the toughest to score on. Although it's only 6-5, 6-1 from the back tees, especially on hole number 16, some days from 173 yards, you can hit a 3-iron and just about get it there. This happens mostly during the months of December to March, where the wind factor plays a big part at Port Royal.
And do they generally come from the same direction?
No, it doesn't. The wind can come from any direction, south, north, west, easterly winds.
So it doesn't matter how many times you played it, that hole is going to be different each time?
One day you could be hitting a 3-iron from 173. The next day you could be hitting a pitching wedge.
Oh, my.
That much wind.
So always keep that in mind and add a club or subtract a club, depending on which way it's going, huh?
That's correct. And most times you can find out how 16 is going to play by playing the previous hole, number 15. Your approach shot to number 15 from the fairway will dictate how number 16 is going to play.
All right. Well, then later on we'll pick on number 15 as well.
Sure.
So you've given us two hints. But let's go ahead and start on the front nine and pick three holes to choose from. And where would you like to begin?
Well, I think it's best for us to start off the beginning hole, hole number one. It's a tough opening hole. It takes a sharp dog leg to the right. You must drive it about 220 yards to reach the bottom of the hill.
So what would our target be from the tee boxes? And let me ask you, how many tee boxes do you have?
We have three tee boxes. We have a championship tee box, which plays 6-5, 6-1. We have what we call the white tees. That plays 5-9, 7-7. And then we have a ladies' tee box, which plays 5-5, 1-7.
Okay. And the handicap of hole number one, according to the golf card, which I was able to download on your website, is the handicap number five hole.
Number five hole. It's a good opening hole. As I said, it's tree line, left and right side. You must drive the ball about 225, 230 to get to the bottom of the hill. There's a pond just in front of the green, so you must be rear of the pond, short, and make sure you hit enough club to hit the green with your second shot.
So what would our target be on that first shot?
Your target would be the fairway, the closely mown fairway, what you see.
Okay.
There are trees left and right that border the fairway.
Okay. And now that we've successfully got to our approach shot, we're in the middle of the fairway, and we have water up on the left there for our approach shot. What should we do?
Make sure you get the right yardage. We have 100-yard markers in the middle of the fairway, along with 150 and 200-yard markers. Once you get to the bottom of the hill, you can be, most people are about 150, 160 into the green. You just make sure you hit enough club to carry the water. Don't be short, as the ball could hit in front and roll back down into the water.
So are you going uphill here? Back up to the
ground? You're on a flat lie, straight at the green.
Okay. Okay. And are the winds in play here as well?
It can be. It all depends. You could be 150 hitting a 5-iron,
mm-hmm.
or you could be 150 and hitting a 9-iron.
Okay.
Key to the approach shot on number one is to make sure that you hit the green. Anything short stands a chance of backing up and rooting back into the water.
Okay. And is this a normal size green for this course?
Yes, it is.
And generally by paces, what size are your greens?
Number one is a sort of a kidney-shaped green.
Mm-hmm.
It can, from back to front, it's probably about close to 80, I would say, 80 to 85 feet.
Okay. Why don't we move on then? Where would you like to go next in the front nine?
I'd like to go to a nice little par three no one really talks about. From the back tees, it can play 200 yards, and this is on hole number eight.
Okay.
It's one of the prettiest holes on the golf course. Standing on the tee box, all you notice is the Atlantic Ocean in the background.
Are you headed towards the Atlantic at that point?
Yes,
from
you
your
are.
Tee shot?
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm.
The green sits on a little cliff overlooking the South Shore Reefs, and the club selection is very important. Anything long will be a lost ball. And this is a great par 3. It's Val bunkered. It's a tough tee shot. The trees block the wind on the right-hand side. Once the ball passes the tree line, that's when the difficulty comes in. You must play a shot off the tee box, whether you fade it or draw it.
Should you just be aiming for the center of the green here and play it safe, or should you attack the pin?
It all depends on the wind factor. If the wind is right to left, you can either fade it in there. That would be the easiest way to hit the green. If the wind is left to right, you can draw it in there, or you can play a big fade if you want.
Very good.
You don't want to be long, you might lose the golf ball.
Should I be bringing a couple of extra sleeves with me on this round?
Not if you keep it in the middle of the fairway.
Sometimes it sounds like it's not going to be my choice.
It's not a real tough golf course in that sense. It's a course that requires good course management.
And that's what we're here for.
From tee to green, you must manage your game well to play well here.
All right, so if you're playing it for the first time, don't be too aggressive, just golf smarter.
That's correct.
Very good. Tell me about your yardage markers. Is the course well marked, or is it just the 100, 150, 200 markers?
No, on the sprinkler heads in the fairways, we do have yardage markers attached to them.
Okay.
But to help you more so, we do have 200-yard plaques, 150 and 100 plaques out in the middle of the fairway to help you with your game.
Great. And do you use a GPS system?
No, we don't.
Okay. Now, what hole would you like to go to next? If we're on the front nine, we just did 8. Or you want to go to 9?
Number 9 is one of our toughest par 4s here. It's a handicap number 3 stroke hole. It plays uphill, and the drive is very important here as the fairway is tree-lined left and right-hand side. Be sure to take enough club on the second shot as the green is well bunkered by 3 deep traps. So you must take an extra club to make sure you carry onto the green to have a good 2-putt.
And we're coming right back to the clubhouse then.
That's correct.
Grab a sandwich there.
You can get a sandwich at our halfway house snack shop. Any food and beverage that you so require is right there to give you a refresher before you hit your backside.
All right, well, why don't we take a short break, and then we will hit the backside.
As we make the turn, we want you to know that we're taking requests. If you'd like us to feature a specific course on Golf Smarter, our email address is golfsmarter@teetour.com. That's golfsmarter, one word, @teetour.com. Whether you're planning a golf vacation, playing in an upcoming tournament, or have a favorite course for which you have a question, please let us know and we'll do a show just for you. Again, here's your host for Golf Smarter, Fred Green.
And we're joined today by Bill Pitt, who's the general manager of the Port Royal Golf Course. Bill, I always like to ask this question, and I seem to get different responses each time, and this seems like a real appropriate time to be asking this. Before we come out to Port Royal, what shot should we be practicing so that we have it in our bag and we're comfortable and confident with it because we're going to need it on this course?
I believe before your tee time, it's best to be here an hour before your time, just so you can go to the practice range and warm up. On the practice range, the wind factor will determine what sort of shot you need to take to the golf course. That's why it's always good to warm up before you play around the golf, because then you know what type of shot you're hitting for the day, and you can take that to the golf course. It also lets you know where your game is before you start.
That's an excellent piece of advice. Thank you. Do the winds change throughout the day, or generally when you warm up, you're going to have a good sense of what the winds will be like for your round?
When you warm up, you definitely will know what the wind factor is really going to be like out there. Very rarely it changes during the day. If it does be like mid-afternoon or late in the afternoon, it might change around.
Do you have a lot of humidity during the spring and summer months?
During the summer months we do, especially July and August. That's the hottest month in Bermuda, and the humidity is very high.
And what about your rainy season? When is that?
Our rainy season, it's mostly in February. All before then, the weather in Bermuda, it's good, perfect golfing weather.
Okay. Well, it sounds like we're hitting our stride right about now for a great season of golf.
Oh, yes. We see the change out there right now. We know the good weather's right here.
I would love to be looking out my window and seeing Bermuda right now.
About 75 degrees right today.
Oh, you're killing
me. Sun shining bright, just a little breeze out there, nice and comfortable.
And we've
had a few people been on the course today enjoying their round.
Oh, I'm sure that they have. And let's talk about the back nine now. Where would you like to start for the back nine?
The back side's a little different than the front. The front side is more inland. Now, once we hit the back side, it gets into, it's a little shorter, a little tighter. And some of the holes that we really have a challenge with is hole number 15. To the left of 15 tee box is an old fort. The fort was used during the war, and it still exists there where people go on top of it and overlook the South Shore of Bermuda. And 15 is our number 4 handicap hole. It winds along the South Shore area, and the tee shot definitely must find the middle of the fairway. There is trouble left and right.
Do we have a target that we're aiming for in that middle of the fairway?
The target would be there is a bunker in the foreground. And that's the target you will pick to hit your tee shot. Upon hitting your tee shot, you should be in the vicinity of 150 to 160 from the green. That's where the bunker is located. From there, you take a mid-iron and hit your second shot towards the green.
I downloaded the scorecard, and it has a map of your course, and the map doesn't show the bunkers on here. Are your greens surrounded by bunkers there at 15, or are there a lot of bunkers to play?
There are two bunkers on 15.
Okay.
One in the back of the green and one to the right-hand side. The left-hand side has a grass bunker that already tests your skills.
Okay, and the green itself, is it fairly level or is it undulated?
It's a little undulation in the number 15 green. You must really pay attention to your putt. There are breaks there more than what you can see.
And is this something that, as always, the ball's going to be rolling towards the water?
No.
No?
Not at number 15, no. There are some putts that you think they're straight, and usually 6 to 8 inches from the hole, the ball will make a right turn, and that's away from the ocean.
Does your course offer caddies to help us out here to read
no,
these
we
greens?
We don't have caddies.
Can we bring you with us on our round?
We don't have caddies. As I said, Paul, it's more what you see you must believe in, and if you can read the grasses of the greens, you'll see where the breaks would really take the ball when you putt.
Now let's go to, I'm real curious here to talk about number 16. Again, another par 3. It says that it's the number 18 handicap hole, but from what you said earlier and what I've heard, this is not an easy hole.
Number 16 is Port Royal's signature hole. It's worldwide known. It's a great hole. It's one of the greatest holes I've ever played in golf. It plays 149 from our middle tee, and it plays 176 from the back tee boxes. Anything left is in the Atlantic Ocean. It has a nice greenside bunker on the right-hand side that's very deep. And that's what we call the bailout area. Those that don't have the nerve to take it down the middle, straight at the pin.
Or because you're on the 16th hole, you're running out of balls here. So you're saying if I wanted to play it safe and not attack this thing, do not go for the pin.
If you're not to, if you have a good score going, maybe, the choice is the individual's. But we do have a little bailout area, and that's to the right. But you must carry a ravine. You must carry it at least 100 and 40 yards to reach the other side. It could be 150. It all depends on the wind.
Right. So that 140, if you're playing from the front, the 149 could be 199, and it could be 99, right?
I wouldn't say 199, but it would play like 160.
Okay. Just depending on how strong the wind is.
Yes. From the back tees, you definitely have to carry it at least 140, 150 yards.
Be ready to grab an extra club. Don't just look at the numbers.
That's correct.
Okay. Very good. And we have one opportunity left, and you have two holes to choose from, 17 or 18. Where would you like to go?
Number 18 is number 8 stroke hole. It's our finishing hole. We think it's a great finishing hole. The fairway slopes from right to left. Anything going left will end up out of the fairway into the rough. And now you have to maneuver the second shot around trees to get it back to the fairway or to the green. You must keep your drive on the right-hand side, and you also take one more club than is necessary. This green is 90 feet long.
Wow.
Easy to miss club yourself, and it's easy to come up short. It's a good finishing hole, and it's well bunkered on all three sides.
But you're surrounded by bunkers, so, again, you're trying to get just to the middle of the green and...
just to the middle of the green.
And work for a two-putt.
Also at Port Royal, we help the golfer out. We have colored flags. Red meaning the pin's at the front, white's in the middle, and blue, the pin is at the back. Our flags are color-coded.
Good to know that. And if somebody would like to make a reservation to play at Port Royal, do they have to do it in a certain amount of time?
We take reservations 1 year up in advance.
Oh, excellent.
You can call us directly at 441-234-0974, or you can email us at prgc@bermudagolf.bm, and our attendants will be more than pleased to book your tee time. We also have an online reservation system, and you can make an online booking. You can check our website at portroyalgolfcourse.bm. The telephone number for the online booking system is 441-234-GOLF.
Just to remind listeners that you want to go to .bm, not .com on this one, because you'll get lost. Well, thank you so much for your time. We truly appreciate it.
Anytime, Fran. I hope it all works out well. Look forward to seeing your customers in May.
Yeah, that's right. Dr. Faber, have a great round. Hope this helped. Regular listeners to the Golf Smarter podcast have heard me talk many times about our Tee Tour video productions, and we have some exciting news. Da-da-da! Like the horns? Each month, we're going to give away a prize to a listener, and our first will be a Tee Tour DVD featuring the course at Wente Vineyards, hosted by Chris Conway, director of golf, who we did a podcast with just a few weeks ago. We'll have a random drawing from our entrants, so to enter, just send an email with the subject contest to golfsmarter@teetour.com, and the first winner will be announced on our podcast the first week of May. And that is our program for today. Thanks so much for listening, and if you haven't checked it out already, look into Google Earth and how it works with Golf Smarter. Thanks for listening. I'm Fred Green.